After the people of Israel abandoned their God, turned their back, and they had to suffer the consequences of their decision to abandon God, they were brought to slavery. And yet, the prophet Isaiah promised them liberation, promised them a new earth, a new heavens. And so, what else can, how will they react? If not, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. So, tayo pong lahat, after we have experienced the loving mercy of God, we cannot but praise the Lord. You know, many things happen. Many things took place in our lives, even before we were born. And yet, we thank God for the faith. We thank God for not abandoning us. Kahit na may mga malakas na bagyo, yung mga nangyari, Haiyan, recently Odette, wiping many homes, even lives, and yet, the gift of faith was never wiped out from people's heart. Nasa pandemya po tayo ngayon. We thought it would last for a couple of months. Now it will be 2 years. What will happen? We do not know. And yet, let's look at the positive side of this pandemic. We have become more conscious of how we should be good stewards of our lives, of our families, of nature. Because of this pandemic, families learn to eat together, to pray together, to reach out to people. Hindi lamang pala akong kailangan kumain, maraming nagugutom. So we can see that our, when we are blessed, we cannot but praise God by going into action, reaching out to others. So marami tayong natanggap na biyaya. Even though we pass through rough roads or rough times, for the Lord will always be there as He has promised. So we continue to praise God by being responsible stewards. So, parating naman yung election. May gera sa Ukraine and Russia. And we should see the whole world as a big family. So we continue to pray for the Ukrainians, the Russians, and different parts of the world where there is at present war. Myanmar, Angola, some parts in Africa. We are united, or we unite ourselves in prayer. So, parating ang election. God wants us to be responsible. God wants our praises to be expressed in concrete action. So, God will not choose our leaders. Tayo ang inaatasan niyang pumili. But how do we choose? Are we responsible voters for those who are voting? What are our criteria? Anong ating pamantay sa pagpili? We have been living in this world for so many years. People will promise and they don't do anything after they have received what they are trying to ask for. So, mga kapatid, sana we will be responsible voters. Sana po, pumili tayo. Makadiyos, makatao, makabuhay, makabayan, makakalikasan. God expects us to be responsible voters, responsible creatures, because yung ating buhay, yung ating inaharap, o totoo, hindi tayo iniiwan ng Diyos, but He expects us to be responsible to choose the leaders whom we want to lead us and govern us. Kapag tayo pumalpak, tayo rin po ang kawawa. And yet, we can always rely. God will not never abandon us. He will always be there for us. So, I ask you to be responsible citizen, to be responsible Christians to be responsible followers of Jesus who contribute to the transformation, to the development of society and the world.